we're going to look at number 13. They're very brief answers, but here they are. Number 13, Jesus taught that to be His disciple meant to follow His word. What does it mean to hold to His teaching? Well, that's in chapter 8, verse 31. And what He's saying there is that you must be a follower. You must be a follower. Now, what does that mean when you say, well, what does it mean to be a follower? How do you know if you're a follower? Well, let me say this. First of all, there's one condition to be a follower, and that is you have to follow. It's as simple as that. And by the way, you think, oh, yeah. No, I'm talking to so many people, and they say, hey, he claims to be a follower. She claims to be a follower. And they say, but I don't follow, but I am a follower. And I say to them, look, that's not who you want to be looking at to figure out the Christian faith. Followers follow. But it does raise this question. Well, now wait, nobody's a perfect follower. And I agree, there is no one who is a perfect follower. And so I'm going to go here to the board and just suggest to you that this is what we're talking about when we're talking about being a follower, all right? And we'll let this figure here represent Jesus, okay? And this is going to represent you or whoever it is that we're talking about here. And this is the person who is determining whether they're going to follow Jesus or not. Now, let's assume that Jesus is going this direction. As He's going this direction, now we ask, what does it mean for this person to be a follower? And so I'm going to say, well, if he goes this way, we all agree he's not a follower. Not a follower. But now, what if he goes this way? That's not so much against. Well, he's still not a follower. He's still not a follower. Now, if he is a perfect follower, and nobody is a perfect follower, so let's accept that right now. But if someone were perfect at following, that line would be straight as an arrow. It wouldn't bend at all. Then nobody does that. But some people, and early on particularly, do this in their following, and it's just tough dealing with all this stuff, and we're going just like this. Now, other people, they're doing a lot better. They may be more like this. And then, after a while, you meet some people that are literally, it's like amazing. Look at these people. Now, I'm going to suggest that all of these are following, meaning that if you can take wherever they are in every step, they're going further and closer and closer and closer and closer and closer, even though they're not following fully, as no one would ever do. But if you are going to be a follower, you got to follow. And so, very important that we understand that whole, and there's four or five questions throughout my questions here that I've placed in John, four or five questions that just show him constantly saying, you must follow. He uses different words sometimes, but you got to follow. To be a follower, you must follow.